And welcome to the Daily Dose. Global risk assets rebounded overnight with solid earnings seasons buoying in investor sentiment. Positive developments on the Italian budget and a constructive tone from UK Prime Minister May also boosted sentiment. European bourses were marked higher with key US indices rising pretty steadily. Tech led the gains ahead of the first major FANG to report earnings at the close, Netflix stealing the limelight. On FX, the US dollar fell against the majors. US benchmark 10-year yields remain unchanged while European sovereign debt fared well. Minutes from the Federal Reserve are due today. U.S. job openings rose to another record high, up over 1 million compared to a year earlier. There are now 1.2 million more jobs than employed in the U.S. construction, finance, professional bodies, and healthcare-led gains. Industrial production also came in marginally better than expected. U.K. wages higher. August average earnings rose 3.1% year-on-year, ex-bonuses, the strongest in 9 years, while unemployment was unchanged at 4%. Netflix reporting strong earnings boosted investor sentiment. Netflix added over 7 million new subscribers during the period July to September, beating market expectations to a total base of 137 million subscribers. Netflix is investing more than $8 billion in entertainment programming this year to lure new customers around the world. In the third quarter, it released its largest slate of original TV shows and movies to date. The company exceeded forecasts in both US and international markets. China holdings of U.S. Treasuries fell for a third straight month in August to their lowest in more than a year in what was likely to move to support its currency in the face of emerging market volatility. Data showed that China Treasuries holdings fell to $1.165 trillion in August from $1.171 trillion in July. China remains the largest non-U.S. holder of Treasuries. The Republic of Turkey sold $2 billion of 5-year bonds to yield at 7.5%. That's it, and have a great day.